Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. It's been a great growing season here on the shores of the Chesapeake Bay. Backyard gardeners are reporting bumper crops, which in turn give rise to the question, what do I do with all this produce? Well, Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you've got a very clever and creative answer.
You know, everybody does need to find ways to use all the excess stuff that's coming out of the garden. And I think the three things we're seeing the most of right now are zucchini, tomatoes, and peppers. And I think everybody knows making zucchini bread.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You've never had it?
Yes, I have. I've heard of that. That's the only one I've heard of those three.
Well, yeah, I hadn't actually. Zucchini bread, yes, is what I've always heard of. So I started looking into things, and sure enough, and by the way, this tends not to actually really be bread. This is like a quick bread, right? It's not,
right.
There's no yeast. This is sort of a, although they're not necessarily super savory, by the way. I find some of these, like zucchini bread, can be pretty sweet.
That's what I remember.
Yeah, but they're chemical leavened breads, like, you know, with baking powder and baking soda. So they're a little dense, mm-hmm. but we did have a huge amount of zucchini, and so we did try to make some zucchini bread the other day, and it's a very interesting recipe. You know, zucchini has a lot of moisture, and so when you mix together all the ingredients, it's so dry that you think you've done something wrong. And then when you put this shredded zucchini in, there's so much moisture in the zucchini that the batter gets wet enough all of a sudden to pour into the bread mold, and it's quite good. So zucchini bread, obviously, it's a great thing to do. There is a very similar version of that using tomatoes. And we did make some of that too, because we're tomatoes are starting to be coming in like crazy. And what's fun is it's almost just tomato flavored shortbread. Unlike the zucchini, where you can see pieces of zucchini in the bread, the tomatoes are too soft. We actually used a potato masher to smash them up. And same thing, it's, you know, flour, eggs, a little bit of sugar. We added some basil. And then flour, and then you just mix in this mash of tomato and bake it. And I thought it ended up actually being very delicious. We toasted it and put bacon and eggs on it for breakfast. And it worked out really, really well, which was fun.
That's really, really cool.
And then, of course, you know, you've got a lot of peppers coming in too. And I think what was interesting is we found a really cool recipe for sort of a cheesy pepper bread. Again, very much along the lines of zucchini bread with big chunks of pepper. But instead of using the peppers raw, as you do, like you just use basically grated raw zucchini in the zucchini bread, in the pepper bread, you roast the peppers. We chose to use a mixture of both sweet red bell pepper. We had some green bell peppers, and we had some shishito peppers, those light green sort of sweeter ones. You roast them, and then you basically, again, make this batter and bake this bread. And this actually turned out to be my favorite. I was a little skeptical at first what it was going to be like. But if you know things like pimento cheese and those type of things, we just basically put cream cheese on it and ate it like a sandwich, and it was delicious.
Oh, wow. Jerry, we're going to have to put these recipes on the website so people can try them.
You got it.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.